We interrupt the Hammerbarn Project podcast feed to bring you this breaking story. Frank has the details.
Thanks for that, Neve. Well, listeners.
Indeed.
You know what? I think we need to tell you about our weekend.
I think we do. What do you think, Martin?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, no, I think we shouldn't tell you about...
Interesting.
Okay.
I think past we...
Ooh.
Us.
Is this a Bill and Ted's thing?
I think it might be.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember to set your watches to San Dimas time.
Let's go back in time, everyone.
Let's. That's not Bill and Ted. Let's throw it past us and stop this nonsense.
Well, thanks, lads, and sorry about the audio quality. But fellas, Martin, Frank, can you tell everybody where we are right now?
We're standing on a tram platform.
Oh, you tell us where we are, actually, more specifically, Martin, because you actually lived in Sydney for longer than...
Yes, what? Sydney?
Forget you said that, and now the reveal. Yes.
Okay, we're in Sydney, outside Central Station, on a train platform. Waiting to go to the early showing of Bluey.
Oh, my Lord in heaven. We're hoping that the tram comes. I mean, if it doesn't have the big old poster that we saw earlier saying brand new episodes on the side, that'd be fine.
That'd be okay.
But I wouldn't mind a little cherry on top. But
More cherries, Brendan.
We're here ultimately.
Yeah, here I am begging for more cherries. What sort of person am I?
Ultimately, Brendan got an email and said, you and your family are invited to an early screening of The Sign that drops 24 hours before it goes to the rest of the world. Then they realized how big Brendan's family is, and you went, oh no, you have unleashed hell.
Yes.
How do I pick which nibblings to come? So he picked me a movie.
25 people will be coming. No. And I mean, I'm so grateful to have been a part of this thing that I do with you guys. And so I couldn't, like, that my absolute first thought was, how do we get the boys there? And we did it. And they were so kind to extend the family invitation to these gentlemen. Oh, are we hearing a tram?
Oh,
Marty's figuring it out right now.
Marty's tram guy. Oh, that one? Kingsford? No.
Nah, I don't reckon, because it says travelling to Junior's Kingsford.
Yeah. Is that? Is we get a set? Okay.
Because the other one said, actually said Moore Park.
This
stop.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice. For a few days.
And now we're actually on the tram.
We are on the tram.
When do we check in again? After?
We don't. No. No, guys. Airport
check-in. Way after? Because I'm not allowed to get my phone out in the cinema. I will not be doing that because I'm not going to ruin this.
We'll check in when we can.
We'll check in when we can. We'll check in. Back to you guys. Back to you in the studio.
Wow.
You heard right.
Oh, man. What? It sounds like those guys are having so much fun.
Yeah, I think they're on their way to the cinema.
If only we could have been there.
Yeah. It was touch and go there for a moment.
Or were we there?
I think we might have been.
What?
Should we go back there?
It sounds like the place to be.
Yeah, I mean, it was touch and go there. I thought they were on the wrong tram for a second there.
But
I think they found their way to the cinema. Do you think they'll be allowed to take their phone out in the foyer?
Ooh, it's exciting to find out.
The email specifically told them not to.
There's no consequences for us in the now.
No.
That's right.
It's where the past us got in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. So shift over. There's not enough room in this jail cell.
Yes. Yeah. This is toilet seat is cold. Why did I go there? Why do I see? I think about cells. I think
anyway,
of cold toilet
seats. Let's see how we got to where we are now.
Let's, gentlemen.
All right, we're probably not supposed to be doing this, and we got to do it really quickly because inside. We were outside. We saw Joe Brum, and we all walked in together. And I met Joe Brum's mum, and I'm freaking out.
And I haven't brought any tissues.
I'm going to be a mess.
No, wait.
Of course you have, Marty.
Yeah, yeah. No,
always prepared.
Yesterday,
because you forget to take things out of your pockets. You've got something in your pocket.
I got tissues.
We are going to need that later.
Oh man,
we have photos on the blue carpet. We got to meet, you know, Dan Brum, Joe's parents, Joe's kids. I had a great chat with his wife. Unbelievable.
But I'm so scared that we're going to get kicked out because I got my mobile phone out. So I'm going to put it away forever. I'll see you back
in the bin.
Back in the studio, guys.
See you there.
Bye.
What? Bye.
Yeah. Okay. So they're in the cinema now? Is that... a bit messy at the end.
Yeah, I guess
there,
so. There was something about tissues.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of excitement. A lot of vibes.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Man.
Take me back. Actually, do take me back, but take me back not to that moment, but to the moment just after.
After the showing, we're kind of
then at the point that everyone else is at now, because we've all seen the sign by this point.
Of course,
you're not listening to the Hammerbarn Project about the sign without having seen the sign. Are you crazy? So let's go back to the time where we'd seen the sign like we have now, but we'd only just seen the sign.
That time.
Yeah. Did I make that clear?
No.
Yeah. Let's let us make it clear back then. Now.
Thank you. Thanks, boy.
I'm going to jump in here because I'm pretty sure Brendan can't talk at the moment. We have just seen the Bluey of the sign, and I look, not quite a spoiler, but we were chatting to Dan Brum. Minutes beforehand, and he goes, "Boys, I don't want to talk it up, but this might be the greatest half hour of television you've ever seen in your lives." We're like, "Oh,
Joe's being very humble."
Good
but,
expectations, then.
I'll give you the down low. Thanks, Dan.
Dan the man.
he was right, by the way.
Yes, 100%. He was on it.
Easily right.
It was incredible. There's so many, and again, we're not doing spoiler stuff here because this is our instant reactions, but. So it had everything you could want in a Bluey episode, which is good because it's got the extended runtime. And as usual, there's laughs, there's
so many beautiful little nods.
Yep, different nods to past episodes.
So many tears.
Oh man, from all of tissues. Tissues highly recommended.
Yes,
because you will cry. Yeah, and woman or child, it does not matter.
Maybe
the kids will just be. Some of it will go over the kids' head, I think.
But.
Lord. Oh man.
Brendan, thoughts?
Well, I was just saying to someone that seeing that it's sort of like the first time I saw, Last Crusade, or the first time I saw the finale of Breaking Bad, or the first time I saw the finale of Better Call Saul. Like, that's a moment in my life that leads up to, and I'm like, I get to see this big special thing of this show that I love. Yeah, I still don't think that I'm come to terms with the fact that this has the added thing of that I got to be a part of it, and I still don't know when I will believe that.
Quite a pivotal part, as it turns out.
Oh man,
No spoilers.
And thank you to you guys for like everything and doing this thing together that enabled me to be a part of this. Thank you to Joe. What a legend. How, like,
he's such a
completely
dude.
Unassuming is Joe being? The moment we got here.
We ran into him on the street. We hadn't even
he's
made
like,
it.
Oh,
to the
hey, fellas.
Hey, guys. He got introduced us to all his family.
Yeah. He asked us for a photo.
Can I have a photo with
you guys?
What?
I'm like, okay, the world is upside down. You're asking us? What? I have to get in touch with him and ask for that photo, actually, because in the hustle, I forgot to ask one for us.
Before we even got into the screening, the event that was put on by the BBC studios here in Sydney, there was stuff everywhere. We've got candy here that has Bluey and Bingo's face.
Amazing. The rock candy. In Ireland, they call it rock candy or something because it comes in like long sticks and you can break it off.
Oh, wow.
But the face goes all the way through. So it's like a cross section. It's like a cross section of the face. When you take a cross section,
we'll
it's like,
photos.
Oh, man.
We'll take some photos.
We'll do the things.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
We're going to go lie down.
We'll hand it back over to the boys in the studio. Thank you, listeners, for like going on this journey with us.
And we're
going
to plug Brendan in, and I'm pretty sure he could power most of Sydney.
Oh boy.
With his smile and
sheepdog number two, baby!
I remember it well. Oh boy.
I don't remember much because it was such a blur. It was so awesome.
I was thinking about it today. That was a perfect day. Was it
not
a perfect day?
That was a perfect
day. We got up
in
the morning, and Martin, you took us for a walk through Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it was your old stomping ground.
Yes.
And then we got to go and see the world premiere of the biggest Bluey ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, okay,
and then you guys,
not going to lie.
Yeah.
But then we went to a lunch recommendation of your good wife, Ali's.
Yep. Yeah.
And it was awesome. I had the barbecue King Brown mushrooms. And that was delicious. Yulies?
And we just,
Shout out to Yulies in Sydney.
We were just unpacking the sign, the episode, the whole time.
And we walked half the streets of Sydney still with our lanyards on because we were those guys.
We were those guys.
Yeah. Boy, were we those guys.
Just going and thrusting it in the faces of just people walking past.
And I knew.
I'm like, oh, I wonder where I've just been.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Read and weep, pleb. That was a hard 24 hours, actually, because I thought, that once we'd seen it, that would be awesome. All this excitement was building up to then. And then there was this period of, I want to share this with everyone I love, and I can't yet.
Yeah.
We got away. But we did it, and now we're all on the same page. The whole world is on the same page. It was a world, it dropped everywhere at the same time, didn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, it did.
But I wanted to pack light, but I also knew I wanted to wear my RM Williams Cuban heels to the premiere.
Yes.
And so they're the only shoes I brought to Sydney. Mm-hmm. So I reckon I walked about 20 kilometers in those Cuban heels, and I was late for the plane, so I had to run in my
Cubans. You were late for the plane?
My shins are still sore. But now I have the lower legs of a Greek god. But it was a hard weekend.
That's funny, because both you and Frank had to have a nap after we watched the show.
Did you not nap? Because that was the other part I was going to talk about, my perfect day.
What did you do, Marty? We went just back watching us nap?
He just sat there watching us nap.
No, I was
and
recording
us.
It with a
camera.
Oh, no.
I still don't know if you did or not. You said you did, but I don't know if it's a joke or whether you're going to use that against me one day.
I'm happy with that.
But I tell you what.
Mind games.
That lunch was amazing. Then we went back to the hotel and had an unscheduled nap. Then we went and caught up with Kate and Ben, and you guys got to meet Alfie.
Yep.
I had met him the night before, but that was the first time I'd ever met little three-month-old Alfie, and got to gorge ourselves on pizza with lifelong friends.
Correct.
And it was just a perfect day.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
That was our weekend.
How could this week get more perfect, do you think?
You know what's better than going to see the world premiere with Joe Brum and all the fans and all the cast and crew? Getting
Tell
to
me.
Talk to the mastermind behind it all.
Oh, boy.
One-on-one.
With the Brum.
One-on-one with the Brum.
Do you think... what's that? What, Martin, do you see that?
What is...
What's that up ahead?
Is that a sign? It says, next episode, interviewing Joe Brum?
I think my eyesight is very poor. But I think that's what that says.
Oh, well, that's good.
We're getting closer. Yeah. It's approaching. It's approaching rapidly. Stick around.
Stick around indeed. Back to you in the studio, Neve.
Thanks, Frank. Now back to Snickers with the traffic.